Welcome to A Planet Life with Grace podcast, where we dive into empowering believers to go deeper in pursuit of maximum level kingdom life in such a way it reflects a modern day model of Christ. You see, this week's episode is all about the year of becoming, where we embark on a journey of understanding this kingdom concept. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 2, it tells us with great clarity, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You see, as a model of Christ in our day, we are called to a life of continuous growth and transformation. Each day represents an opportunity for us to become more like Christ, to deepen our faith and to express the gospel of the kingdom in all aspects of our lives. So our journey through this kingdom is not just defined by religious practice or models. Instead, we are called to live a life that reflects God's wonderful example. While others may seek to follow tradition and religious practice, they often miss out on the transformational encounters with God. Let me say it like this. Living in the kingdom requires relying on grace, relying on his love and faith. It is all about trusting God to meet our needs and to completely commit ourselves to him. This surrender allows us to experience the profound encounters in our lives and live out our commission with purpose and with integrity. You see, how can we intentionally pursue growth and transformation in our walk with Christ? Well, Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2, it tells us with great clarity, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that we may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So no matter what journey of life that we are on, there is a higher place for us to reach. There is a commission, a task that God ordained to for each of our lives. You see, the greatest delight in life comes from doing God's perfect will. Now, Paul, he tells us in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2, which we just read and we just released. It emphasized that we need of transformation in the life of a servant of God. It is not about conforming to the ways of the world. It's all about being renewed within, allowing God to change our perspective and action in according to his plans. You see, this process of renewal is ongoing. It's a journey of becoming. You see, you might ask what it looks like to dedicate a year to a journey of becoming. Let me give you some practical ways that you can provoke this change. You see, a lot of times we say we want change, but we are not willing to do the work. We are not willing to surrender. We are not willing to align ourselves fully to the plan of God. The first way we can do this is it requires intentionality. You see, we must set aside time to pray and to reflect and to spend time feasting on God's word. Then this might involve it with committing to a life of intentional devotion. Literally create a lifestyle communion with God. A lifestyle following His plan. A lifestyle keeping our ear attentive to His heart. Now the second way is the year of the year of becoming. If it involves an openness to change. And see, that means that we do not cling onto those comfort zone marks. Instead, we relinquish each aspect of our lives, including our relationships, our finances, our career, our dreams, whatsoever we yielded to them. You see, we must be willing to give our own desires and admirations to God and allow Him to lead us wherever He chooses. You see, this requires humility and trust and understanding that God's way is higher than our ways and that His designs are always for our betterment. You see, sometimes that God tells us to do things and we think that, oh, that wasn't too nice. But He sees the end from the beginning. He knows what direction that your direction or our desires may lead us. He has a higher plan. The third one is the year of becoming is marked us with growth in love. Hallelujah. You see, love is a great tool to win in life. Jesus tells us that with great clarity in John the 13th chapter, verse 35. He tells us, by this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So as we grow and flourish in the sphere of deeper fellowship and relationship with God, His love begins to overflow in our lives and influence us how we interact with others. You see, that love will flow in and change you from the inside out. You see, when we are acting a fool, literally just popping off all over the place, that is not presenting the love of God. So we must become that continuity of His love, extending grace, extending kindness and compassion and forgiveness to those others around us and those in our world. You see, the authenticity of His love will transform your story and create a pure heart that reflects His heart. You see, when we come hungry and thirsty for a new thing and thirsty for what God has said that He will do. In Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 18 and 19, we see that God said, I'm going to do a new thing, and that you not know it yet. And so we just pace ourselves with the plan of God and just allow the plan become the reality. The reality that we live by. The reality that calls us to go into dimensions, reaching horizon that no man ever went. You see, the fourth one is the years of becoming is a journey of discovery. You see, as we draw near to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, He will reveal more of Himself to us and unveil deepest truths and mysteries of His kingdom. You see, throughout the generation, there have been many who assume that the kingdom mystery is imparted by slapping oil on someone's forehead, would impart revelatory insight on kingdom mysteries. You see, it's done by our pursuit of Him with such a hunger and compassion for more. We may discover new passions and gifts and callings that God has placed on our lives and not only that, that empower us to live out His purpose with boldness and confidence. So we're not playing that game on that seesaw. 1 minute up, 1 minute down, 1 minute in, 1 minute out. Because we have confidence and boldness to know that the will of God is His plans. It is my DNA to fulfill what He has said or what He has called. So I'm not traveling around the subdivisions and trying to get answers. You see, as we embark on this year of becoming, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let us surrender our hearts to Him, trust in His power to transform us from glory to glory. May this holy week be such a life-changing event that fueled with unstoppable wonders that rewrite your story and change and create wonders that cause the masses to marvel. Marveling at the goodness of God. Marveling at the plan of God. I encourage you to view your life through God's hourglass. Focus on the presence and the future. And rather than dwelling on the past. The past is designed to enslave you. The past is designed to stop you, to block you, and to halt your progression into your new season. Into possessing the gates of the enemy. Into enjoying the promised land and the provisions there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, we hold the keys to transformational in families and cities and nations. So let's go and activate the gospel of the kingdom intentionally. Let us dive deeper and reach higher and the journey further to the fulfillment of God's perfect will for our lives, for our nation, for all that He has given us a charge to, both individually and corporately. And may we have an abundant bless and remain connected to the frequency of heaven. Not dragging our feet and letting the culture of this now day to try to decide how far we go with God. But let us be so hungry and thirsty for more and more. For this is the year or more. Let's break the chains and let be the generation that say enough is enough. We are taking hold of all God has given us access to before this is my now season of victory. My now season of breakthrough. My now season of living out loud the destiny and the purpose of God that He has commissioned me to operate as a child of the King. Hallelujah. Or perhaps as the Son of God. I want to thank you for joining us on Authentic Life with Grace podcast. And may this year be a season of unprecedented growth and transformation in your life. Until the next time, may His love, His grace, His mercy do wonders and mighty works in you from the inside out. Mega blessings and much love to you. Shalom, shalom. Oh, I just want to invite you to our Friday evening meetings this week. We are not having a meeting. This is a time to consecrate unto the Lord and to seek His face on Good Friday. But however, we'll return next week on YouTube. You just come on our station again and just click that button and let's go. And you're here, the uncompromised, the undeniable word of truth. Love you. God bless you. Be amazing. And may your holy week be life-changing. Love you. God bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.